Greetings, 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 everyone. Welcome to Motivate Social Podcast, where we're bringing you people who are changing the world via social media. Today is a very special interview because I get to interview my lovely co-host, Vanessa Canterbury. Most of the time, we're interviewing other people together, and I do believe it's time for you to find out what Vanessa's doing in 2020. So without further ado, hello, Vanessa.
Hello, Dr. Finch. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can't complain.
Well, wonderful. You know, I got the inside track, and I know you can't complain. How about that?
Complain. And then complaining is not going to do anything for us anyway, right?
That's right. You know, in this time, in this season, you know, 2020, clear vision, as they say, perfect vision, as they say, you know, a lot of things have really been manifesting for you. Would that be safe to say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, that's very good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like it's shocking still, you know?
Okay. Well, tell us about some of the things that's manifesting for you.
You know, the things that, you know, I said I wanted to be able just to do, you know, something that could be able to help people, to heal people, to open up their minds, to be able to think on a bigger level versus just, you know, staying on a poverty mindset. That's the best way we could put it, right? And so I'm always like to stretch people because I know the importance of being stretched. And so now I'm in a place now that, you know, I have been very successful in writing all these books and helping other people to write their books. But then it's interesting how those books have turned into a conference that's bigger than me and a conference that I never ever thought I would do. But I did it and I did it. And it was absolutely amazing. I never had any intentions on doing it again. But now here I am working on the second annual conference. And it's just amazing to see how many people who's ready to be open, to be able to face those things so they could be able to get to the healing. That right there is powerful to say. Especially when you've been through so many things in your life. And then sometimes you just like, dang, why did I go through so many things in my life? Why did I experience so much pain? And oftentimes we fail to realize that there's really a lesson in the pain. There's a purpose in the pain, but we have to be willing to be open to learn from it. And I'm glad that I was one. I'm glad that I was one of them to be open to learn. And now here I am helping other people to be able to learn the power that they truly carry.
Wow. So let's say if somebody is carrying some pain, ready to release, they're ready for their clear vision, and you didn't tell them when the conference is, girl.
But the conference. The conference is in Chicago. It's called Breaking Barriers Unapologetically. And it's going to be July 24th and 25th, 2020 in Chicago. You can get more information at www.bbu. So that's boyboyuconference.com. And you will be able to see the amazing things that took place at last year's conference that took place in Maryland, the testimonials, the speakers that will be announced next week. I'm just blown away. I'm just really, really blown away of the things that I said that I wanted something intimate. Because too often we attend these conferences and every time you turn around, somebody else have their hand out. the turnaround, you cannot even connect with the host, the speakers at the conference, let alone after the conference. They hype you up at the conference to be let down when you leave and you have to go back home and have nothing to hold on to. I truly wanted something different. And I prayed about it and I was willing to be able to sit and be still to allow myself to get the answers to help people to make this thing different. And I'm glad I did. Because just, you know, still to this day, we still connect with those people who attended the conference. And just to see how much has changed from the time the conference ended. And it was in August, what is it like, 5 months ago? And just to see what they're working on now, it's like absolutely amazing. And so sometimes you just never know the position that you're going to be appointed, but are you willing to be able to take ownership of that position, take it serious, and to be able to help people to get to the other side of knowing the possibilities because you already experienced it, you went through it, you understand it very well. And so once I decided to surrender, I was able to birth the Breaking Barriers Unapologetically Conference. And now is already being asked for the next city. I said, can I, let me finish out Chicago first before even moving forward to any other city. So if you are a person who is looking to be honest with yourself, that you know that you have some things that you're willing to deal with in your life and or in your business, you know that you have, you don't want to repeat a same broken generational cycle. You're willing to be able to grow beyond your right now. You're willing to be able to connect with like-minded people. You need to be at the Breaking Barriers Unapologetically Conference. Take advantage of the early bird tickets while you can. Be in the room to get the experience. We made it our business not to post it, to have a social media moment into our sacred place at that conference, because it was so powerful at that conference. It's so hard to describe. So you want to be able to have an experience? Yeah, come on and be in the room so you can get the experience, so you can be able to experience the after effect.
Wonderful, the after effect. And you know, you said that because they're gonna be announced next week and you know all the things. Now what are one or two things that they should expect at the conference?
The unexpected. It's not like a conference that you went to before, where you are just totally on this high and then you turn around and you're like, oh, I'm so excited. But then you have gone off to your rooms or you're going home for the day or what have you. And now you just don't know what the heck to do because you're still on that high. And now you came back down to reality to still be in the same place, broken. No. Is going to be a place where you're going to be able to have hands-on. It's going to be a place where you could be able to reach out and touch the next person. You could be able to get those questions answered. You'll be able to get the healing and the friend that you need that you've been holding on to at this conference. We're going to touch bases on life and in business. We're just not going to touch one side and not touch the other, because we know that people are dealing with it from both sides. Especially with me, I'm the first generation to be able to break the generational curse on both sides, in life and in business. So just imagine somebody else is dealing with it in their life, they're dealing with it in their business. But we want to be able to tackle your wholeness so you could remain whole. Not just pieces of you. We need to tackle the wholeness of you.
Ooh, tackle the wholeness of you. I'm going to let that sit with people for a minute. Of you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. You know, we're going to sit on that. We're going to put a pin in that real quick. There's some things you're doing beforehand,
mm-hmm,
for the conference that they'll be able to get at the conference. So I know for a fact that there's at least two books that you're in.
Tell us. Oh, Lord. I don't think I'm crazy right now. I am finishing out a series that I had did, you know, with dealing with the fathers, the sons, relationships, and now we're dealing with the daughter and the son, and that is going to be released any day now, and that is called Dear Son and Dear Daughter, and we're writing letters to our children, and just giving them a piece of us. Oftentimes, we don't share us as parents. We just, you know, we want them to just be able to do as they say and not as we do, but we just don't really give them the behind the scenes as to why we have that type of conversation. But we need to really have a deep rooted conversation instead of a surface conversation. And so in these letters, these authors have shared letters with their daughter and their son, and that book is coming out any day now. And then also I'm in the upcoming book with with Dr. Finch, Empowerpreneur, and that book is also coming out next month in February. You know, goodness gracious, all these books. But, you know, in these books, I tell people there's always a story. You never know who could be able to read your story, and you done saved them from coming from a place where they never thought they would ever be able to return back to. You know, you're taking them to a place, you're taking them on a journey, you're taking them with you. You open up doors to be transparent so they could be able to know that, dang, you know, my story do matter. You know, I do have a story. I have a real, real powerful story. And just imagine me sharing a story, even if it's a part of a chapter, you're still part of something. Too many people feel they're not part of anything. They're not worth being part of anything. They've done so much, or they experienced so much, that they are too damaged to be able to heal or to be mended back together. But that's not true. So in these stories and these journeys, it's just like you're giving a piece of someone. And that's what I'm doing. I'm just giving you a piece of the experience that I have went through and how I was able to get to the other side. And then I am also working on my own book for the conference. That's the big book that's going to blow people's mind. And that book will be ready for the conference in July.
Wow. You got a lot of stuff going on there. But you know what? Just talking about books, I have to say this. Vanessa is inspired by Vanessa, her book business. And she is also the book consultant for the Preneur series, which is starting with Empowerpreneur. And so tell us about Inspired Vanessa and how you help people with their books.
Well, Inspired by Vanessa started out in 2013, but it was finally came to life when I finally put my book out in 2016, my very first book called Shifting Your Mindset. And then, as you know, my physical book came out called Breaking the Cycle of Brokenness. And that's the only book that I said I wanted to be able to put out. One book, one and done, I'm good, whatever, right? But sometimes when we have our plan, our plans is just like, yeah, whatever, but there's a bigger plan. And so next thing you know, there was more books that was in me that was coming out. And then by the time I was done, I think I had like maybe about four books out by then. And people was like, wait a minute, who's helping you put out these books? And I was like, I self-published everything. And people was really shocked that I did not go with the publishing company. And I was like, no, once people really realize what publishing companies are doing, because I already have, you know, these talks with the publishing companies, I was turned off. I didn't like the fact that you know, you don't have ownership of your books. Yeah, it may have your name on it, but there's no ownership when you go through these big time publishing companies. You're still paying them to get your book out. They wanted me to pay $8,000. I said, $8,000, but what are you giving me for $8,000? I'm not understanding that. And then you turn around still paying royalties on top of that. It just was so disappointing. So when Inspired by Vanessa, I wanted to make sure that it was something different. It was something unique that could be able to cover you from A to Z. You don't have to go and look for someone to do graphics or editing to formatting. So if you, you know, want to be able to take your book to a whole nother level, and I'm really, really big on that. Me being able to help people turn their books into businesses so you can be able to monetize on your book on different types of ways. We've been helping people with their branding and their marketing. It's just been absolutely bigger than what I ever expected. But it's absolutely amazing what you could be able to do with one vision. And the vision just came huge. And with Inspired by Vanessa, turned around and birthed Breaking Barriers Unapologetically. And I'm just, I don't know. It just blows me away. And then here I am with Dr. Finch. So, you know, you just start one thing. And that one thing turns around to be multiple things that you could be able to do. But you got to be willing to put yourself out there. And I did, even though I'm an introvert. Ooh. But I did. And once I opened up my mouth, people were like, wow, wait a minute, huh? And just imagine, I started this unemployed. I was unemployed. So you know, when people tell me they can't do anything, that is not true. You can't do anything because it's in your vocabulary that you're using the word can't. You use the word try. You have to be able to do it or you don't. And I had to be able to take a risk. I had to be able to take that leap. I had to do something because I had these children that was three teenagers at the time. And I knew it was only me. I knew my unemployment was running out. So I took a leap of faith with my unemployment check, and I've been blessed to not look back. And in March of this year, it will turn out to be 7 years that I've been working for myself. Seven. So it's possible. It is so possible. So that's how Inspired by Vanessa came all about. And so here I am, is helping so many people. And just to see, I just spoke with this lady yesterday, and my heart is so, so full. This lady held onto her book for 10 years. And her book is finally out now. And once she had her book out, she's so booked. And it's crazy. And now she's on her way to doing more things. She just did a vision board party. She turns around. Her branding is absolutely amazing. This lady started from the ground up. And this lady is really, really taking her business to a whole nother level. Working on her next book, working on her next journal. I'm just saying, you just got to start somewhere. You don't have to have all of it together. I didn't have all of it together. You just got to start somewhere. And that's what I did. I started somewhere.
So you started somewhere. I love that. Mm-hmm. Started somewhere. A mm-hmm. lot of people are thinking that their somewhere has to be perfect. It has to be polished. It has to be pretty. Mm-hmm. But your somewhere was not any of those things.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all. And there's no one in my family that has a business. Nobody. When I say I'm the first generation to break a curse of dysfunction in life, that was me. The first one to break it in business, that was me. We have to understand there's this thing called ownership. There's this thing called power. And if you really want to be able to have the power of and the ownership of your life, your destiny, your goals, then you have to take it. It's already in your hands. You may not have A through Z in your hands, but you have A through F. Start with A through F, and the rest of the letters will follow.
Mm. Wow. So now you got this conference where you're changing lives. You got this book business where you're changing lives. Mm-hmm. And what else do you have going on?
Oh, Lord, what else? I have some other things that's up my sleeve that's going on. I'm always good for not letting the left know what the right knowing. I'm really low key when I'm putting something out there. And I also making my business to, you know, you got to listen to the silent voice, because sometimes we can be able to make moves and it wasn't time to make that right move. Mm-hmm. So I'm really big on that. I'm big on energy. And so I take my time to be able to, I don't move because you want me to move. I move because it's the right move to make. And so that right there, I'm ready. I'm so ready. And I'm excited. And yes, is it scary? God, it's so scary. And with it being scary, that means you know that it's needed, you know? You need to do it. And I've been scared through this whole journey. You know how much you've tested through the whole journey? I've tested through all the journeys and the next thing that I'm doing. But now it's crazy how many people reach out to me. I even have a celebrity client now that I'm working with on his book. I'm working with his whole entire family on their whole book. Now, it blows my mind, but just imagine if I did not move forward in doing what I am called to do, I would not be doing what I'm doing now.
Exactly. Because I remember when, but we're not going to tell that story today.
No, we're not.
So please tell the people where they can find you.
They can find me all over social media. If you want to be able to have your book, you could go to inspiredbyvanessa.com. If you want to know more about the conference, you go to bbuconference.com. But if you just put in Vanessa Canterbury, you will definitely find me all over social media. I truly understand now when people say Google me, I'm like, good Lord Jesus, I get it now. Didn't understand it then, but I understand it now. So yes, I look forward to connecting and helping you to be able to do make your vision become a reality.
I want you to tell them a little bit about your project, Motivate Social, and where
you want them to know about Motivate Social. Mm-hmm. Motivate Social is something that's, I mean, I just love it because, you know, Dr. Finch, when this started, my goodness, some couple years ago, you know. And I'm probably going to touch on some people's toes, but I'm saying this for a reason because whoever's listening is probably experiencing the same thing. You're going to have people who want to tell you who to work with, not to work with. That person don't fit. If you and that person already made that genuine connection, you go with it anyway. It's not about what the outsiders who don't believe in themselves and they want to put their non-beliefs on a vision off on you. You have to make sure that the connection is great. You make sure that the vision is amazing. You're making sure that you guys are on the same page, right? And so Motivate Social is helping people to be able to make a difference, to be able to share their story, to put a spotlight on how they're changing the world via through social media, right? But then at the same time, and you're going to also have people to be able to, you know, they want to put that buzz in your ear. Stop allowing buzz killers to kill your dreams and your visions and your goals. Okay. So Motivation Social, we are all about positivity. We all about unity. We all about celebrating people's wins. And we love to see people win. That's what we do. And so that's why I love that I have my amazing sister, Dr. Akina Finch here, who vision is so clear in where she see herself, and she's not afraid to say, you know, share that with me. And then if I have to pull on her coattail just like she pulls on mine, we able to say, you know what, okay, I know where I fall short, I know where I need to improve, I know these things. And I love that. Get with you someone who sees, understands, and is willing to pull on your coattail, so whatever you guys are working on, that is going to be powerful. So Motivate Social is going to be so powerful. Well, people will know our names around the world. Trust and believe that in 2020, they will know our names around the world. Dr. Akina Finch and Vanessa Canterbury. We are making change via social media.
All right, now, I'm convicted.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I'm a better leader. Yes.
Yes.
That was powerful, my sister. And yes, they will know us around the world. Why? Because we are bringing things in a creative way.
In a creative way.
We are going against the grain in a lot of things. And okay, you know, but when people get it, they got it. And that's what, you know?
And yeah, so, we're not playing.
No, we're not. This is going to be a whole, this is season 3. It's a whole new season, a whole new flair. The pictures of the flyers have changed. Our banner, our branding has changed. We are coming out strong and on point. And we are here to educate, motivate, stimulate the man. Mm-hmm.
Yes. We're not playing. Mm-mm. We're not playing.
No.
Those days of us, you know, we were so laser focusing in getting the foundation together.
Yes.
The foundation is already laid. The frame is already up. Now the roof is on top. Somebody's going to blow that roof off, and it's going to be Dr. Finch and Vanessa Canterbury. So just get ready.
That's right. So, Vanessa.
Yes.
So much for this lovely interview. Telling everybody about what you have going on. Because a lot of times when we're on Motivate Social, we usually do things together, but we mm-hmm. have separate projects and mm-hmm. have different interests, but even though we support each other and whatever each other is doing,
mm-hmm.
we are still separate people. And
yep.
we hear what we're doing separately as well as together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that all the things that you mentioned today, some people didn't even know that that was happening. So thank you so much for putting it out there. And I do know for a fact that you have something going on that they can sign up for now that could change their life. And tell us about that before we close out.
They can be able to sign up for my masterclass, which is called My Book, My Business. And My Book, My Business is going to be able to be working with me for the remainder of 2020 and helping them to be able to get their books out there. Not only just get your books out there, but showing you how to be able to have not only a best-selling book, but how you can be able to get your book where you are now being interviewed, you are speaking, you are going to the next level with your books. See, sometimes we put our books out, but then it's like it sit there after it's out. The excitement is gone. Well, we're going to show you every step of the way how you can be able to take your book and turn around and get a return on your investment and some in 2020.
All right. So thank you, everyone, for listening to us today. We definitely appreciate you. Please follow us all the time on all the social media handles at Changing Minds Online. Twitter, we are Change Mind Online without the E. And everybody mm-hmm. Changing Minds Online. So thank you so much. We appreciate your fellowship and your dedication. And we are dedicated to bringing you greatness throughout 2020 and beyond. So good night, everyone.
Good night.